It is marked that today we talk about the iPhone X.
Yes, iPhone X.
The iPhone X. Do people really care about our review about the iPhone X?
I don't know. I care.
Today, I wanted to get back to productivity topics. Hello, I'm Radek.
I'm Michael.
And this is the podcast.
A sounding board for interesting ideas and insights. We discuss books we read and want to share with you.
As well as technology and productivity, which is what we do by day working on our app, Nozbe.
Or whatever else comes to mind. And apparently Radek's mind today.
Yes, so the initial plan was to record this episode after the new year, but you decided to buy an Overcast ad for the podcast.
Yes, I decided to try that out. We are big fans of Overcast app, and there is this model of to be able to purchase an ad for a podcast. And because we have so many sponsors, like just Nozbe, place where we work, so we don't have really sponsors. We are not going to talk about mattresses or, you know, eyeglasses or anything like that.
Ouch.
All we're going to talk about is about productivity today, especially. But anyway, I wanted to try it out. I wanted to support Marco's Overcast effort anyway, and see how this performs. Up until now, we have had like 10,000 views of our ad and a few subscriptions, like 40 something or whatever. So it's going pretty well.
Cool. I mean, considering we make absolutely no money on this podcast, it seems like a great investment. But no, but it's an interesting experiment, and we'll see. Today I wanted to get back to productivity topics, and one of the defining sort of themes of the podcast, especially that we now have an ad, so we should talk about like the podcast core topics, which is once again monkey brain optimizations. So we talked a few months ago a lot about managing distractions, managing sort of compulsive behavior at work and how to configure our devices and etc. to sort of not succumb to the instant gratification of, you know, just checking on Twitter and just doing this and that, and suddenly all your productivity, all your focus is destroyed. Since we are just mortal humans, we need brain hacks sometimes to sort of make a structure, make a system in which we don't accidentally hurt ourselves and our productivity by just following our instincts, which are very often not what actually makes us happier in the long term.
Okay.
So a quick recap for those who didn't listen to that series of episodes. One thing I
but
did
we'll link
of,
to them in the show notes, so make
yeah,
sure to
definitely. Is I removed a lot of notifications from my devices. So I became very selective about what apps I allow to put a red badge on the home screen, which applications I allow to send me notifications, because I just noticed about myself that I sort of conditioned myself to react to them. Like, it's instant gratification. Like, there's something new, there's something that's happening in the world and you want to check it out, right? Because I have such a strong natural reaction to it, I decided, okay, it's a good idea to just make less of it, right? Like, fewer applications should send me notifications because most of it is not really important anyway. But one application which often distracts me at work is obviously Slack, right?
Oh yeah,
because you know, it's work things happening. So if there's something new, if there's a badge, then it's probably important, right? And I already cut down on Slack such that I only would get notifications on my phone, and on my Mac, I wouldn't use Slack at all. And my iPad, I wouldn't have notifications, but would have a badge on the app icon. That to me was seemed like a reasonable trade-off. But then I thought, okay, what if I go further, right? Uh-huh. Like it's better to go too far and then decide, okay, it's too much and cut back than to never explore how far you can go. So I decided I'll just kill all of the notifications and badges of Slack. So for the last couple of months, I get zero push notifications from Slack, and I don't even allow the app icon to get a badge. And amazingly, nothing wrong happened. Not once. Like, you know, again, people still have ways to reach me if I need to. I would still check on the app, you know, multiple times a day, but when I have a moment to check it. And like, I wouldn't even allow myself that when I'm switching between apps on my iPad, I just see this red badge and there's this like gnawing feeling that maybe I should check it out. Maybe it's something important. And, you know, inevitably, it's almost always not.
I mean, this is like what you just did. Well, it's brave. Well, the thing is, like, on one hand. On the other hand, it's not. I mean, this is how we always say you should treat mail. Like, there should be no badge in your mail because, like, it's nonsense because, of course, every day new mail is coming. I mean, you don't have to be anyone special to receive lots of email every day. I mean, for spammers, nobody is special. Everybody gets lots of email. So the notification for email is really pointless. And the idea, I mean, the productivity idea of email should be that you go to email when you want to process email. So there is
exactly.
there is this important difference between the word process and the word check. You mm-hmm. don't check email. I mean, yeah. This is really like this.
That's a good point.
Just hold that thought. You don't check email. You process email. So there is no checking email because you are supposed to process email. Go to the email, read it, and react to it or not, depending on your decision. And that's it. Read it once and forget it. Unless this email is a love letter and you're just, you know, you like reading it again and again and again. So that's the basic productivity principle. But now what you did with Slack, you took it to a different level because Slack is a chat program. So in a chat program, the expectation, although, you know, for some people in the email, also the expectation is to reply right away. But
exactly.
But that's their problem. But within Slack, because it's a chat program, like everyone kind of agreed that direct reply and quick reply is the norm. Like it's like mm-hmm. kind of like unwritten rule. Because it's a chat program, you should be responding right away because we chat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sort of in a way breaking expectations, but you know this is like the core of this principle, this idea that why don't you try going too far, right? Because like it would be blindingly obvious if I went too far and like people are angry with me every other day because I'm not replying quickly enough, and so. You know, it seemed ridiculous. It seemed like too much because you're supposed to answer quickly. But like the amazing thing is that it's fine. It's actually fine.
And some people, like some people who are also here talking to you, have this hack of just sending you iMessage. So I just bypass Slack completely. So I know that you will get my message anyway. But then again, I don't disturb you that many times anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there are still ways to reach me if something is really important. It's just the thing is that it doesn't actually happen, right? And I don't, you know, because Slack is by definition much more synchronous, I don't process Slack. I check on Slack. But I do it on my schedule, right? So I don't have the temptation of looking at it just because there's a red badge. So I can create for myself this space for deep work for the first half of the day where I would not check at Slack at all or just once. And then at the, in the other, the second part of the day where I'm sort of done with my most important deep work for the day, I will allow more Slack. I will check on it more often. I will usually have things to write to other people and expect replies, right? So it's fine. But just like that was like another step I did, which is I killed the notifications completely, and it turned out it's fine. So that's all good. But a problem remains. So I did this as another step, thing I did after, you know, I just noticed how compulsively I would often tend to react to badges and notifications. But it doesn't change the fundamental problem, is that I am conditioned to want to react to them in the first place. Now that's much harder to change. Like, those are designed to push the right psychological buttons for you to react. Like, that's the whole point of notifications and badges, is for you to react to them, right? And it's hard sometimes, especially if I'm not already in this right productive deep work flow, to notice it and not react. So I was thinking of ideas how I can not just reduce my exposure to the things I react compulsively to, but how can I, you know, what can I do to reduce this conditioning in the first place, so that I am, you know, I can notice that there's new things to react to and yet not react. So I came up with an idea, and I did it for the last 2 or 3 months, and I call it the inbox non-zero.
Super handy.
Okay, so what does that mean?
All right, so first you should explain the context of what the idea of inbox zero in the context of email originally was.
Okay, so the inbox zero is this idea that when you get emails coming to your inbox, you should zero them out at the end of each day. So at the end of each day, you should just process each email message, decide what to do with it, reply if necessary, create filter if necessary, remove if necessary, unsubscribe if necessary. Just, you know, make a decision about each and every incoming email. And then it's at zero. And then another day, another day comes, another flood of email messages come, and you go over and over again to create to get to inbox zero. And of course, in the process of going to inbox zero, you should be smart about it. You should be creating, you know, filters, rules, unsubscribing, you know, doing everything that you can so that you don't get as many emails as you do normally. And this is the concept of inbox zero. There is the another concept, which is inbox infinity, which means that you don't process each and every email. You just, you know, check your email inbox and selectively check a message and then leave all the other messages be. So, yeah, these are the concepts of email managing.
And in that context, it makes a lot of sense, because if you, you know, if you buy into this philosophy of email that you don't check on it, but you process it, then it makes perfect sense, because at the end of each day, you have a clean slate and you know that you haven't left anything unchecked. Because if you do, then you have these temptations to get back to it and get back to it, and you stop processing it, right? You start checking on it again.
And most importantly, you keep thinking about messages that you shouldn't be thinking about. This has always been my pain. Like, I just read the message, but I said, you know, I'm going to deal with it later. And then your mind plays tricks on you, and you get back to the message. You get back to the message, and you get back again, and you're like, damn, I should have written the reply and be done with it. So yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is that once you learn this concept in the context of email, it's very tempting. You know, it's a very nice concept that you always have a clean slate, that you always zero it out, right? And it's very tempting to apply it to other media like Slack, you know, new messages on Slack or new comments in Nosby. Except that, especially with Slack, unlike email, Slack is not something that most people would process once a day, but something you would check multiple times a day. Like, that's the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
But then the problem is that if you're tempted to zero out all of the new messages and all of the new notifications in Slack every time you look at it, you know, trying to achieve this sort of Slack inbox zero. The problem is that the inbox zero state in this context is the most fragile state. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It just takes, you know, seconds or minutes to undo it because you've checked everything, but then in the moment there's a new message and there's still things to check. And mm-hmm. So every time you check on Slack, you know, you're tempted to check some or all of it. And then every time you have to check everything if you try to do it at all, because like the zero state never lasts. So if you have the urge, the temptation to have an inbox zero of sorts in the context of Slack or Nosby new comments, but especially Slack since it's much more synchronous, then you'll always feel the need to react. And I noticed that instead of focusing on the exposure that there's things to react to, I should also focus on my sort of psychological need to feel like I have to have an empty plate in the first place, right? Like less things on the plate is good, but it doesn't have to be ever empty, ever inbox zero. What I mean by that is there's a large psychological difference between like zero new things, like no badge, and some new things, right? Whether like if there's nothing, it's clean slate. If there's a new message, like oh, there's a need to react. But there's a little sort of psychological difference between whether you have one new item to check out or 10 items or 100 items. Like you're in the state that the inbox is not zero.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Mm-hmm. And so a sort of new policy for myself that I adopted is that in Slack and in Nosby new comments, I always keep some stuff unread. So even if I want to check a few times a day, just to see if there isn't something that requires my attention, I will look at it very selectively. And I will like specifically pick like the tasks that I see, oh, that might be relevant to me. And if it is, like you say with email, I reply instantly because I don't want to be sort of bothered with the thoughts of that task mm-hmm. if I don't reply at all, like, you know, immediately. Or if there's a direct message, a direct message on Slack, I will also deal with it immediately. But I don't zero out the view, the inbox, the new comments, or all of the unread messages, and it's a small difference. Like it shouldn't matter, but it sort of does because I don't have this reaction that there's something to check out. So let me just check it out. Like oh, okay, there's something new, blah blah blah. Because there's a lot of new information to process, and it's sort of exhausting in a way, like because I always know that there's things I haven't read, because I always see that I don't have a clean slate. It's always like there's always something on the plate that I haven't still checked out. I don't have as strong of an urge to react to it, even if I do check Slack or check Nosby new comments multiple times a day.
So let me get this straight. So, for example, I'll tell you how I'm doing it and tell me if this is something similar of what you have in mind. So, for mm-hmm. example, I have in Slack, I'm a member of several channels, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm also communicating with several people directly using Slack. And unlike you, I have push notifications set so that direct messages, I get them pushed to me. This way I can be in touch with the whole company and not everyone uses iPhones and iMessages. Anyway, so what I have these few people I work with more, and these channels I'm most interested as starred, you know, people and channels. Mm-hmm. And then I have the rest. And what I do is I take care of the one of the starred things. So, for example, at the end of the day, I'm going to check the firm channel, which is starred, just to check, you know, what's happening in the general firm channel. Then I check. I also check the closed channels that we have, the ones that we have, like, for example, for the podcast or for our marketing team or for my direct reports or for our design fight. So I have these channels. And these ones, I really zero out because I want to take every time I check Slack. But then there are the rest of the channels, like, you know, general design channel, you know, dev channel, there's development channels, you know, INOSB marketing channels, like the general channels. And there, they're usually not zeroed. They are just there. And if I feel like, you know, checking out marketing stuff, I'm just going to go to marketing channel, check it out, you know, read maybe some past comments and maybe catch up with what was happening, or for example the random channel or some of them, but only if I make a conscious decision to check out this channel for some reason, right? Mm-hmm. but I don't, like, I have them there and they're indicated that they're not, you know, completely read, and I'm fine with that. I don't feel the urge to zero them out because these are not channels that concern me, like, at this point. Right. And but I still want to be a member of these channels because they do concern me at all. Like, it's not like they I don't care about these channels. I do care about them, but when I care. So when I really want to check them. So this way I have this division, this clear division of only a few selected channels that I zero out because I want to be on top of these because they are really important. And there are not so many messages coming in there anyway. And then the general channels, I just, you know, visit them when I feel like or when I need to.
Okay, so I haven't. I guess I should manage the start channels and DMs and whatnot a bit better in Slack, but it is sort of similar. So, for example, if I have a direct message, then if I go to Slack, I will check it out, right? Like, obviously. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I decide not to deal with it right now because, you know, it will require me to do something else. I just, like, acknowledge it. I see that it's not urgent. I mark it as unread or add, you know, myself a task to Nosby to deal with it later, and forget about it. Get back to it later. And when I'm checking Slack, I will check the channels that might be relevant to me right now. So, for example, if it's Tuesday and we record the podcast on Tuesdays, then I will check out the podcast channel. If it's not Tuesday and I know we're not recording, you know, it's nothing. So it's nothing urgent. Then I won't check out that channel. I will check it out later, maybe at the end of the day, but not when I'm, you know, checking it, you know, in a short break between my deep work. Or we have the dev general channel with you know, development stuff, and I will check it out if it's, you know, close to 10 a.m. in the morning because, or, you know, when it is, like, just 2 minutes before 10 a.m. in the morning because we have the 10 a.m. Short meeting. And I will check it out because there's messages relevant to that. So maybe it's like, oh, I won't be there or blah, blah, blah. Or maybe, oh, we can't use the normal channel because something, something, right? So I will only check the things that might be relevant to me right now, but, like, actually might be relevant and not in theory could be, but probably not. So I will, you know, make it a point to never check out all of them, right? So even at the end of the day, I will leave some unread.
Oh yes.
And the point is that, you know, I will deal with them eventually, like maybe at the end of one day, I will check out what's up at random, and, you know, some other time I'll check out what's at the firm. But I will never zero it out.
Yeah. So for me, as I said, these start channels, I usually at the end of the day, I mean, if not during the day, then at the end of the day, I zero them out. I want to make sure that nothing really important just skips my attention. So that's for me the barrier. But yes, I leave many channels unread for days straight, and for you know for you know weeks straight even sometimes. For me the cool thing is also that even though I'm not checking these channels, stuff is happening there, and this kind of becomes my let's call it a knowledge base as well. So for example, just the other day there was an event in Calendar which I didn't understand at all. It was you were planning a next iteration of our software, and you called it with a weird name. And because of that, when I saw the event in Calendar, I was like, what is this? Like, I really didn't know what it was. And I was like, I'm confused. I mean, did somebody, you know, hack into our calendar and just put some random thing there? Or what did just happen? But apparently, you know, the developers decided to just name something in this totally ridiculous way and just put it there in the calendar. So the good thing was I just went to Slack, hit search, and put the name in the search box. And I was like, okay, now I get it. And then I had the relevant conversation. I understood what it was all about. And that's it. Then, you know, I didn't zero out any channel or whatever. It was just, you know, I just had a knowledge base there. Just I understood what was happening in my company because this I didn't understand.
Just for context, we do this thing where we split our work into 6-week cycles and we give them names, and we follow this thing which we saw somewhere in the software world where you give it a two-word name with a noun and an adjective that describes it, and they start with the same letter. So it's like M and M or K and K, and so this current cycle is called, it's not the same letters in English, but in Polish it is. And it's something like short-haired kiwi. Don't ask.
Yeah, that's why I saw a short-haired kiwi in the calendar and I was like, what is this? But then I got the context from Slack. So it was helpful. But for example, for the comments in Nozbe, now I try to, mm-hmm. and I have them on my checklist, like at the end of each day when I have this, what I stole from you, the idea to have the closing mm-hmm. checklist for the day. Then one of the closing checklist points is to go through all new comments in Nozbe. So then I do go through all new comments. I don't read all new comments. So for example, if there are comments in a project that I'm not really currently, you know, working on, it's not relevant for me, I just I don't read them. But if there is, for example, a big comment thread in a task which is relevant to me, but I won't be able to work on it right now because it's the end of the day, I will mark mm-hmm. it with a star to do it as a first thing tomorrow morning, to just, you know, catch up with the communication and with the comment thread there, and then react to it or just leave it be and just unstar it.
Yeah. So what I've tried to do for a long time, but it didn't always work for me, is to only check Nozbe comments in the later part of the day, at the end of my workday. Not necessarily mm-hmm. just once, but I really, really want as many, you know, as often as possible, a long, you know, 4 or 5 hour block of just uninterrupted deep work. And with Slack, it's a bit different. Slack is more distracting, but it's also more, you know, more about what's happening right now. So I will often,
it's so more pushy.
Not before the so my idea lately is that I usually start work at 8:30 or so. I've been starting work earlier than before, and until 10 a.m. where we mm-hmm. have the 10 a.m. meeting, then I will, you know, I'm like completely isolated. I'm just like, already pre-decided on my first task of the day, which we've discussed before, like another related idea. We'll link to it in the show notes. And like there's nothing. I checked nothing until 10 a.m. because I already have my plan for the first, you know, hour and a half of the day. Then after the, then around Scrum, I will check out Slack just to see if there's no new mentions, like if there's nothing directly relevant to me. And I will usually check every hour or so, I will just look at Slack to see if there isn't anyone mentioning me directly. But the idea is that I don't look at not be new comments, because they can also be distracting once you look at a thread and you know that you want to reply, but you start thinking about it. And it's just like the whole idea of communicating like that in Nosby is that it's asynchronous. So it's unlikely that, you know, something is urgent there and it doesn't also appear on Slack and with someone, you know, mentioning you to, you know, to give them feedback because they really have to close this or something like that, right? But it's just, you know, when there's this, when the badge next to new comments changes from zero to something, it's just so tempting to look at it, you know? And so that's why this policy, like this small stupid changes that I never zero it out, is helpful because
there's no trigger.
Because there's no trigger, right? Because the badge is always there. And if it's there, like it just, I don't react to it nearly as much, nearly as often, because it's always there. And whether it has 5 items or 100, it doesn't matter. It's always there. And I will check it out at the end of the day, maybe a few times, but after I'm done with my deep work, my most important work for the day. And then, you know, I will check out most of it. But for example, I'm part of 2 projects where I'm rarely needed, but I need to be part of them. So I get a lot of new comments in marketing and in support, right? So I will only check out the tasks if they seem relevant to me or they're delegated to me or someone mentioned me in them. But I would before just instinctively, after I do that, I'll just check the whole project, you know, mark it as read. And now I don't, simply because, like, you know, I will do it from time to time so that I don't get a huge list. But like the point is that I don't leave this, I don't want to zero out the whole view. And most of the other projects, I will like check out much of it and zero it out. But I want to keep the badge, the counter there so that I don't have the trigger.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens in Slack. So when a channel has unread messages, it turns bold. Like it turns bold. So you're right. I mean, now I have a few channels here that are bold when I look at them. And for me, there is no urge to check them out right now. I mean, and I have no clue if they have one new message or 10 or 100 or 1,000, you know? They're there. And if I feel like checking this channel out, I mean, going through the comments there, I'm just going to go there. But because it's bold anyway, like there is no additional trigger to go there.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I can get that.
Discussing things like that sometimes seems silly because like if you don't want to check it out, just don't check it out. But you know, you and I know that
we are humans. Yeah, we don't work like that.
Humans don't work like that. You know? If you check out a thing every time there is a badge, every time it says, hey, there's stuff unread, then you condition yourself and you know, you will do it hundreds or thousands of times, you know, over a span of a year using Slack, you will probably have this reaction, you know, every day, three times or, you know, 4 times over 250 work days of the year or whatever it is, that 1,000 times you strengthen this connection in your brain that there's something and you react and you condition yourself to it so strongly that it's hard to break. And so my idea, and it's not perfect, and I still sometimes fail at it, but I think it's helpful. I think I'm doing definitely better than before, is that by always keeping some stuff, I partially uncondition myself from it, because there are times where there's new stuff and I check it because I said, okay, that's now it's time to check it. And there's other times where there's stuff unread and I know, okay, there's always stuff unread and I don't check it. And so, you know, my brain sort of doesn't create this queue routine cycle.
Yeah, now that I think about it, maybe in Nosby we should introduce like a setting that instead of count, like putting the counter, for example, for new comments, there should be just a badge that there are new comments and that's it. This way, the increasing counter wouldn't tempt you to check them because, you know, the number is getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I was going to suggest a similar idea to you, which is that, okay, so that's your idea, is idea number one. Idea number two is we always show the badge. Even if there's nothing, the badge just says zero, right? But you don't always read the badge until you're looking at it, but it's always there. So there isn't as much like visual difference that like just immediately triggers you to check it out. The third option is that maybe we should give an option to just disable the badge altogether. Now, that's sort of risky because, someone might turn it on even though they're not sort of already power users that know that they need to check it at least sometimes. But I think, while unconventional, it might be better just for our psychology to always show the badge even with zero, just to like reduce the difference.
Maybe, yeah. Just to give you an idea that you know things are coming over there, right? Yeah, because you know getting rid of the badge altogether and no indication that there are new comments, like it's risky, and especially for somebody who, as you said, who might not understand what they're doing by disabling or enabling this option. So this would be just too much. You know, it's for hardcore users and a small usage base. So I don't think we should do that. But yeah, that's an idea with the badge.
Yeah, it's like literally a one line change and unconventional. But I would be for it, and you know we can always change it back if turns out that people are confused with it. But I think it should work. Now there's another related problem which I hope to I think I convinced Rafał that we should change it, but a thing that's missing for me in Nozbe is that we don't mark, like in the new comments section, we don't put at the top or otherwise mark tasks which have new mentions, like that mention us.
Yeah, we're going to fix that right now in the newest version. Rafa was working on it.
Yeah, I think that is the plan. I hope that we actually get this done for 3.7 because it would be good because it adds an additional level of distinction between things more and less urgent. Like if someone is mentioning you, then it might not be urgent in the sense that you have to react right now, but it's definitely more important, right? You might have a task which is in a task you wouldn't normally check out that you would mark as red because it's some project you don't care about and you're not delegated to this task, but someone mentions you. And so we send notifications for that, but what if you don't check the notification? Then it's gone. Or what if you don't want to have notifications for that?
Yeah, but you just want to see it when you enter.
Yeah,
when
so them. this is my idea. This is what I want to do, but I can't right now. Is I want to actually disable notifications for mentions altogether because I figured that like just seeing about how we work at Nozbe, things that are urgent happen on Slack. Like someone mentions me on Slack. When someone mentions me on Nozbe, it's because something is important for me, but I don't have to react to it right now. But the problem is that if I don't have the notification, I won't see the task at all, and that's bad, right? So by putting it at the top, it would be easier to like process new comments, like check it even more than like a couple of times a day to see if there's no one mentioning me, but like ignore other new comments until the end of the day.
Yeah, especially for me, since I'm the boss, people mention me quite a few times. But then these comments just, you know, disappear in the pile of all the other comments and all the other tasks. That's why for me, this option would be really, really crucial. But yeah, as far as I know, I mean, we just talked to Rafa, our VP of product, and he said that, this is totally a go for 3.7. So he should be showing us the concept of this soon.
Right. Very good. Very good.
So speaking of the notifications, for example, unlike you, I still carry my Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And over there, what I realized is that now, whenever I get a notification that is not welcome on the watch, I have this trigger that I just open the iPhone and go to Watch app and remove notifications from this particular, you know, service, or go to settings and just remove notifications from the service completely, mm-hmm. because I don't want to be notified at all. Because what I realize is that, especially on the watch, when I have this thing that I put my phone away in the afternoon and I just walk around the house with the watch, I want to be notified only of important things, of important messages, and not, you know, anything happening that hits my phone. So again, this is also a way of curating things. But actually having these important notifications on my watch enables me to be calm, because I can leave my phone behind. You know, because we this is like the contrary concept, that having notifications on the watch, like having, you know, curated notifications on the watch, helps me keep my phone away and not be tempted to be with my kids and be on my phone.
You know, I was just laughing because it's funny how over the lifespan of this podcast, you're becoming more like me and I'm becoming more like you. Like you were saying about how you have this almost violent reaction to notifications that shouldn't be there. And I'm like, yeah, I had that.
Yeah, we definitely hang out too much. But which episode is this?
126.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're with somebody for 126 straight hours, then, you know, at some point... Well, not straight, but, you know, straight, yeah. In a, you know, every week.
And, oh, well. And, yeah.